We're Star 94.1, and we welcome Isaac and Lowell of Men of Standard. Gentlemen, how are you?
Good, man. How are you? Great.
Great. I feel like I'm surrounded.
Yeah, man, you are.
Hey, tell us about the new project Surrounded.
Man, this album is phenomenal, man, if we must say so ourselves, man. God really used us to put this album together, man, and just talk, deal with some issues and really just try to meet people where they are, man. And Warren Campbell produced the album. It's our first album on Sony Urban Columbia Records, and we're just so excited that it's hitting the streets on tomorrow.
What does it mean to have a Warren Campbell to produce your album?
Man, it's big.
It's huge.
It's huge.
You know what? We had a chance, me and Isaac had a chance to work with Warren a few years ago, and the chemistry that we had was phenomenal, unbelievable, man. And we've been trying to work with Warren for a long period of time, but, you know, timing is everything. And this particular project, we got a chance to work with him for a full project, and it was wonderful, very creative, man. His mind is unbelievable when he's in the studio, and we had a wonderful time.
We're talking to Men of Standard. You guys are a trio now. The only one missing right now is Byron. How will it be being a trio?
His name is Brian.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What about Byron Cage? No, he don't sing with us. He got a solo album.
I didn't do my homework. Okay, how is it that you guys are a trio now? Is that any pressure on you guys?
Oh, not at all, man. We started out 10 years ago as a four-member group, and Michael wanted to do some different things, and God told us to continue to move forward. So myself, Lowell, and Byron, as you say.
Okay.
No, myself, Lowell, and Brian, we just decided to keep going, man, and the chemistry is amazing, man. You know, like I said, we've been together for 10 years, and so we know the ins and outs. We know each other's moves and where our placements on stage and even in the studio. So it's a great chemistry. We didn't want to get anybody to take Michael's place because it would have thrown the chemistry kind of off. So we just decided to stay with the three, and it's been wonderful, man. It's been an amazing situation.
You guys are Men of Standard.
Yeah,
that's a heavy name to carry. How did you get the name Men of Standard?
Well, this is Lowell. How we got the name was one day I went up to Isaac's mother's house. She's my godmom, and I was sitting down because we had a record deal on the table. Me and Isaac was, you know, starting a group, but we didn't have. We needed two more members. And we needed a name. So as I began to talk to her about it, she said, Lowell, I have a name for you. You guys, with this name, is very powerful. You can't compromise. You can't sell out. You got to be faithful. You got to do what's right. You got to be right. You got to say what's right. And so I was like, oh, what's the name? She said, the name of the group should be Men of Standard. And I think when she said that name, my eyes lit up. I was like, wow, that is so powerful. And so I called Ike. I said, Ike, man, your mother just gave us a powerful name. And he was like, what? Men of Standard. He said, how you feel about it? I said, man, it's wonderful. He said, let's ride out with it. So we've been Men of Standard for 10 years. And we're just trying to live up to that name because it's time for men to take their rightful places in their home and their churches and their communities and their kids' lives. And that's what we're trying to do. We're not God, but we're trying to be like God. We're not perfect, but we're trying to be perfect like Christ was. So we're just so excited about that name, and that name means and it speaks a lot.
Hey, let's talk about a few people. I'm going to drop a few names. Jay Moss.
Jay Moss, a wonderful singer, producer, songwriter, man.
Michael Matthews.
Wow. I did my first play. Me and Brian did our first play with Michael Matthews. So, and that's where we met Mary Mary. Before they were Mary Mary, they were Eric and Tina. I got them a job doing a Michael Matthews play. So there's a lot of memories there.
John P. Key.
Where it all started. You know what I'm saying? Where it all started. I had a chance to travel with John and go across this country. And we thank him, we appreciate him, and you know, phenomenal guy, and we appreciate him.
Kurt Franklin.
Oh, man. One of the greatest leaders, this is Isaac, I sang with him on the side, you know, they call me a double dipper.
Okay.
he's one of the greatest leaders, man, I've ever worked with in terms of my musical career, man. He's just a loving, humble, giving guy, man, and he opened up his tour and allow Men of Standard to come on and do our thing for 5-6 weeks, man. We love that dude, man. Great dude.
Finally, Ty Tribbett.
That's one of my best friends in the world, man.
Hey.
You know, and he's singing a song on our new album, along with Kirk Franklin, is singing a song as well. But Ty, man, he's our future. He's the future of gospel music to me, mm-hmm. in our opinion.
Tell us about the song "I Will." Mm. Who are you trying to connect with?
You know, on that particular song, I don't think we was trying to connect with, not with anybody. Not as far as the youth, we was trying to get everybody, because it's time for us to do what God has called us to do, and we know what God has called us to do. And sometimes we be so hesitant because we be scared, we be fearful to step out there. But we, in this particular song, we was like, Lord, whatever you want us to do, I will. I will do it. I will say it. I will live it. I will proclaim it. I would trust you. I will obey you. And I think with this song, that's what came across when we were in the studio. It was so simple. And it was like when the music came on. I don't know who it was. It could have been Ike O'Brien or Warren. Was like, I will, and it just stood out. I will. Statement. It's time for us to do what God has called us to do.
This is your fifth project. What kind of expectations are you putting on this project?
We don't go into albums with expectations. It's our job to go in the studio, hear from God, write songs, record songs, and prayerfully be able to give people what they need and what they're in need of. But we don't put expectations, because when you put expectations on your career, you know, if it doesn't go the way you expected it to go, you're upset, or you're let down.
Very disappointed.
So what we're doing is, our mindset for this Surrounded album is, we believe in it. Our label believes in it. We have a team of people that believe in it, that's working toward making sure that our message gets to the masses. But whatever God allows us to do,